We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honour their God-given precious lives, as we honour a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, wonderful viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus V2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Shore, Channel 27 on Shore Video Cable. In Santeni, Tapiraquay, Channel 30. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Domoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Migaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Migaguazu. In Andanderias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Andanderias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40, formerly 24, in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hog Province, Channel 21 on Han Elte Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel Zat 26 on Elha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbat, Selink Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Uul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Elha, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Super Vincent's Channel 47. In Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Utoj on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrava TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Changhua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangqiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95, formerly 96, on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 107 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com. with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, His Highness Sheikh Salem Alali Al Sabah of Kuwait gifts more than $347 million for a veterinary center for camels. In humanitarian news, Japan donates funds for a Palestinian school and water network. In art news, a 7-year-old British child prodigy creates amazing pictures. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 5th, is Women's World Day of Prayer, inaugurated in the late 19th century by Christian women in the United States and Canada. This special day has since evolved into an international movement. It includes 170 countries and regions, affirming the immense influence of interconnected prayer and action. The 2010 theme, Let Everything That Has Breath Praise God, was chosen by members from Cameroon. They also prepared a worship service, which more than 3 million people worldwide take part in on this reflective day. May all be graced with an uplifting Women's World Day of Prayer as we grow in unity and appreciation of the splendor of heaven's creation.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Bolivia. Rains since January 2010 pelted Bolivia relentlessly, taking 10 lives and triggering catastrophic floods in almost all sectors of the country. As 70 homes collapsed in mudslides, some 28,000 families were severely affected. Expressing her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $18,000 and requested that our association members go to assist the most vulnerable. This amount could acquire $1.8 million in supplies bought in the United States based on the cost of living in Bolivia.
Our association's relief team from the United States and Costa Rica traveled to the affected Santa Cruz department. After consulting with the local emergency operations center, they prepared some 15,000 kilos of supplies such as beans, flour, rice, oil, salt, sugar, and noodles, and also purchased $3,000 in medical supplies.
The relief team then traveled nearly 60 hours by boat, eventually arriving in areas that had not yet received assistance. With the help of local government officials and indigenous leaders, our association members delivered the relief items to approximately 400 families, while the relief team's medical doctor treated the ill.
The Bolivian recipients, who had been toiling in very difficult conditions, showed great joy and gratitude upon seeing our association members.
Agradecido por la ayuda, primera ayuda internacional que recibimos en la zona. Agradecemos a la maestra Qinghai por la gran ayuda que en su momento está llegando.
Le agradezco mucho. Que Dios le bendiga.
We send our appreciation for the assistance of the Bolivian officials and indigenous leaders and our gratitude also for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving care. May heaven bless the affected residents with a smooth restoration of their productive day-to-day lives, as such weather extremities are curbed through humanity's kinder actions.
Formosan or Taiwanese quake causes injury and damage. On Thursday morning at 8:18 a.m., a magnitude 6.4 trembler occurred in a rural mountainous area outside Kaohsiung. We join our correspondent on site.
我们现在在福尔摩沙的高雄，这里遭遇了百年来最严重的强震，除震和超过120次的大小余震，造成遍地程度不一的灾情，路树与墙面倒塌，造成至少12人受伤。 这次地震并引起5起的火灾，其中包括台南县一家纺织厂大火，还有国立成功大学校外因水管爆裂而造成道路严重淹水。 高雄县美浓镇的高美大桥因为发现桥面龟裂而双向封桥，同时高铁南部路段也因为出轨意外而全面停驶。地震发生之后，马英九总统也立即指示派遣军用直升机、军队和消防队全力抢救灾情。行政院长吴敦义则指示地方政府向中央通报灾情，以便提供立即的协助。以上是吴尚师电视台在福尔摩沙为您所做的报道。
Just recently, on February 27th, in the month following January's deadly quake in Haiti, the seventh strongest quake in recorded history, measuring 8.8 on the Richter scale, devastated central Chile. Scientists note that its massive activity shifted the Earth's axis, permanently shortening each day by 1.26 microseconds. Indeed, with these and other earth tremors seeming to occur more severely and frequently than ever before, we are reminded of the need for action to protect our fragile ecosphere.
We thank the Formosan officials and all emergency personnel for your timely assistance to minimize the impact to fellow citizens. With our prayers for the rapid recovery of the injured, we wish the Formosan people a swift resuming of their regular day-to-day lives as humanity joins in gentler stewardship to restore our planetary stability.
More fatal flooding in Peru. In the Cusco region, still recovering from extreme weather that caused fatalities and destruction since the beginning of 2010, another round of torrential rains on Sunday, February 28th, overflowed rivers, resulting in mudslides that cost at least 7 lives, with 20 still missing in the southwestern Taray district. In Cochahuasi, a village of 2,000 people, 80% of the houses were destroyed. Government officials have traveled to the area to deliver humanitarian aid, and the Panama-based charity Plan Peru is working with local officials to provide boots, blankets, and other warm clothing.
Upon knowing of the previous calamities in Peru and Formosa or Taiwan, Supreme Master Ching Hai had conveyed her condolences and prayers as she asked that our association members please go and offer help to the most afflicted, saying that financial assistance would be available if necessary. Our earnest thanks, government personnel and Plan Peru, for your quickly offered aid to the affected people. We also are grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's caring concern extended to those in need. Our sincere sympathies for the loss of loved ones as we pray for the resiliency of the Peruvian people and that such devastations are eased through our choice of compassionate and life-sparing ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. and North Korean scientists partner to develop diagnostic laboratory. Health specialists from Stanford University's Medical School in California, USA, working together with North Korean officials, have completed the installation of a new laboratory for research into medication-resistant tuberculosis at a hospital near the capital city of Pyongyang.
The project, which was originally launched in 2008, seeks to support North Korea in being able to detect, treat, and prevent tuberculosis, which unfortunately began to increase during the 1990s. Speaking of the rare opportunity presented by the project, Professor Emeritus John Lewis of Stanford University said, "This effort represents an unprecedented level of cooperation between the U.S. partners and the North Korean Ministry of Public Health."
Professor Lewis, Stanford University participants, North Korea, and the United States are respectful accolades for your cordial collaboration. May heaven grace your project with the success of flourishing health for the people of North Korea.
Two new loving huts in Mongolia. As the veg trend gains momentum, the capital city of Ulaanbaatar recently opened two more loving hut restaurants in the Bayanzurk district. The expanding Vegan Loving Hut International family is supported by Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision of providing easily accessible, diverse, and wholesome plant-based fare for all people.
Indeed, one of the new Loving Hut locales is conveniently located on a main street where many customers arrive to enjoy a colorful array of plant-based cuisines, all delicious and artfully presented.
Meanwhile, the second new Loving Hut has a spacious dining area that warmly accommodates the bustle of people who come to enjoy the scrumptious and 100% conscientious food in the restaurant's vibrant atmosphere.
Congratulations, Loving Hut, on your two new locales in Mongolia. Our thanks also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's encouragement of this compassionate eatery. As more and more people adopt the loving vegan lifestyle, we look forward to a world of peace for all beings.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Russia and Georgia reopen border crossing. As part of an agreement reached in 2009 through Swiss and Armenian mediation, the Kazbegi-Zemo-Larsi crossing was reopened on Monday, March 1st, for the first time since 2006. This vital route, which is the only official land border connection between the two countries, will now be open daily. Russia and Georgia, we are glad to know of your accord to restore ease of passage for residents in the region, as we also convey our thanks for Armenia and Switzerland's assistance. May more and more nations expand in cordial and neighborly relations to benefit citizens across the globe.
Save our planet. This large Antarctic iceberg causes scientists concern. An iceberg the size of the country Luxembourg was recently knocked loose from the Antarctic continent by an older iceberg known as B9B, which had split off in 1987. The new iceberg contains approximately one-fifth the total water used worldwide. Climate experts are now concerned for the ice-free area that used to be protected by the now displaced ice.
As this area provides 25% of the Antarctic's bottom water, changes in its environment could impact ocean currents that distribute heat and oxygen to waters around the globe. Such disruption could be devastating, as noted by German oceanographer Dr. Mario Hopima, who said, "There may be regions of the world's oceans that lose oxygen, and then, of course, most of the life there will die."
We are grateful, Dr. Hopima, and all scientists, for your comprehensive assessment of these unsettling and large-scale changes in the Antarctic. May we all foster lifestyles that restore harmony to our shared ecosphere.
In a July 2008 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasized once more our need to act in ways that enhance the survival of all life on Earth.
If people change to a more benevolent lifestyle, that is respecting our lives, then we will beget life and our lives will be spared, and nature will restore the balance and repair all damages. I wish to see that day soon in my lifetime. It's still repairable, but people have to realize this, and they have to know it's urgent, and they have to cooperate. The more vegan people join the circle, the more chance we have to save the planet.
Save our planet. Excessive livestock manure, source of pollution and potent greenhouse gases. A recent article by staff writer David A. Farenthold, published in the leading U.S. newspaper, The Washington Post, highlights the growing environmental threat of manure from industrial-scale animal farming, which he states presents a bigger problem than any other known pollutant. Originally touted as fertilizer for crops, the vast quantities of livestock manure have increased to such proportions that they now exceed practical use.
Meanwhile, manure is already known to be a major cause of both groundwater pollution and atmospheric warming, and is the fastest growing source of the greenhouse gas methane in the United States. Moreover, runoff from manure and other crop fertilizers accounts for some 230 oxygen-depleted dead zones along the U.S. coast alone. We thank Mr. Farenthold and the Washington Post for bringing this valued information to the attention of the public. Let us quickly replace all environmentally harmful animal raising with clean, humane, plant-based fare to best serve people, animals, and our planet.
Save our planet. As part of its plans for carbon neutrality, UK retailer Marks & Spencer announces a goal by the year 2020 of stocking only items containing at least one sustainable or ethical attribute, such as fair trade certification.
Save our planet. U.S. researchers find that global warming-related drought and high temperatures, not beetle infestations, are the main cause of increased forest fire risk in the nation's western mountain states.
Save our planet. Record rainfall in the city of Brisbane in Queensland, Australia, totals over 484 millimeters in just 3 months, with more forecast in the months to come.
Save our planet. Researchers in China find that years of excessive nitrogen fertilizer application have caused the soil to become overly acidic, with resulting vulnerability to crop diseases as well as toxic metal leaching into groundwater.
I'm Buzzy the Honeybee, a vegan. I have a tip on sharing treats with guests. Remember to always keep yummy plant-based preparations on hand to make simple snacks or tasty appetizers. For example, black olives, mushrooms, and vegan cheese on crackers are delicious. It's a great way to introduce your visitors to fantastic animal fare. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
In animal welfare news, a veterinary center for camels is set up in Kuwait. His Highness Sheikh Salem Alali El Sabah, Chief of National Guards, gifted over $347 million to establish the facility in Jahra. Equipped with up-to-date medical and technological equipment, the center also encourages people to take good care of their loyal camel friends. Heaven bless your compassionate generosity, Your Highness Sheikh Salem Alali El Sabah. May Allah's precious children, the elegant vegetarian camels, be protected and cherished evermore.
In humanitarian news, Japan donates funds for a Palestinian school and water network. Through the Japan's Grant Assistance for Grassroots Human Security Projects, or GGP, $87,000 was provided for the construction of four new classrooms for 150 students at Al Wafa Girls Elementary School in Bayat Fajr, West Bank. In addition, GGP contributed $88,000 for water infrastructure improvements to benefit 1,200 residents in Zatara, West Bank. Our sincere appreciation and heaven's blessings, Japan, for your kind support. May the beautiful Palestinian people have the best of opportunities to thrive in a loving, viable world. Up next on Noteworthy News, a 7-year-old British boy has a waiting list of 600 people to purchase his pictures. We'll go for some cool and refreshing air. Be right back. Stay tuned for more exemplary news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, delightful news for a pleasant world. In art news, 7-year-old British artist is recognized as a child prodigy. Young Kieran Williamson from Norfolk started painting at the age of 5, and his talent soon emerged. His parents arranged for him to have lessons with local artists. Before long, he was crafting atmospheric scenes of harbors, rural landscapes, landmarks, and animal portraits with a technique far beyond his age. The gifted boy now has a waiting list of over 600 buyers. His second exhibition sold out in under 15 minutes. We applaud your remarkable God-given talents and efforts, Kieran Williamson. May your artistic endeavors continue to bring joy and inspiration to yourself and others.
Time for some light-hearted humor with joke of the day entitled The Pills, told in Armenian.
Մի մարդ կեսօրին այցելում է իր բժշկին եւ գանգատվում թե վերջերս լավ չի զգում իրեն։ Բժիշկը զննելով հիվանդին դուրս է գալիս սենյակից եւ վերադառնում ձեռքին 3 շիշ հաբերով լի։ Ընդունեք այս կանաչ հաբը մի մեծ բաժակ ջրով արթնանալուն պես։ Ընդունեք այս կապույտ հաբը մի մեծ բաժակ ջրով ճաշելուց հետո։ Ապա անկողի մտնելուց առաջ ընդունեք կարմիր հաբը մի մեծ բաժակ ջրով։ Ապշելով, որ այսքան դեղորակ պետք է գործածի, այս մարդը կմկմալով հարցրեց. Աստված իմ բժիշկ, իսկ ինչ է իմ պրոբլեմը, որ իմ բժիշկը պատասխանեց. Ձեզ ջուր է պետք խմել, ջուր.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Animal Ambassadors, Edgar's Mission, on an Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Edgar's Mission is an Australian non-profit dedicated to helping create a more compassionate world for both animals and humans.
These animals look very healthy and happy. I love the moment in the show when the sheep and the cows run to be fed. Ksenia from Moldova.
Kind Zinia, nice to hear from you. It certainly is heartwarming to see these joyful animals living in peace and safety. We pray all of God's precious creatures will have similar situations, enabling them to enjoy their stay on our shared planet. With divine grace to you and your peace-loving Moldovan co-citizens.
Do you have a Heartline today? We very much appreciate your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be endowed with heavenly benediction. So long, until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Iraqi Vice President Tariq al-Hashimi meets with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, where both affirm their commitment to expanding bilateral relations as President al-Assad expresses well wishes for Iraq's continued stability and peace.
Famed classical UK musicians such as cellist Julian Lloyd Webber, tenor Paul Potts, operatic singer Ridian, and others collaborate on a recording of The Prayer, with all proceeds going to Haiti quake relief.
In collaboration with Turkish travel agencies and airlines, the municipal government of Istanbul launches a training program for citizens with disabilities to give them the necessary skills to find work in the country's flourishing tourism industry.
To encourage a wholesome start to the academic year in its commemoration of Knowledge Day, Latvia's parliament votes to ban alcohol sales nationwide on September 1st, 2010, as the first day of school.
Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev awards singer Fidan Gasimova the Shohrat Order for her work in developing Azerbaijani art and training young performers.
The town of Orchard Park in New York, USA, bans all tobacco use in parks and recreation areas to ensure optimal air quality for everyone to enjoy during outdoor activities.
Greek best-selling singer and former European Parliament member Nana Mouskouri offers to donate her parliamentary pension as a gesture to ease the country's debt.
As part of a project to open records to the public, the British government releases 6,000 pages of citizens' first-hand observations of unidentified flying objects.
U.S. universities and eating establishments around campuses report that a growing number of students are gravitating toward vegetarian and vegan food options to benefit both health and the environment.
Italian scientists employ modern laser technology to preserve such legendary and delicate works of art as Lorenzo Ghiberti's Gate of Paradise and Donatello's Statue of David.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.